This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax. And we'd like to humbly let you know that Michael Stewart was recently selected by Wealth and Finance Magazine for Best Retirement Planning in Illinois for 2023. Plus, Crystal Lake Tax was recently chosen by Inc. Magazine for the Inc. 5000 as one of America's fastest-growing private companies. We're honored and proud. Now, here's today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their conservative financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Thanks for joining us for the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Now, on today's show, what do we need? What do we want to do? Where do we want to go? Especially when it comes to retirement. We spend a lot of time thinking about in our work life, oh, I'll do that in retirement. I'll do this in retirement. Will you get to retirement and are you actually going to do that? Is it something you need? Is it a want? Is it a desire? And we need to spell those all out. How I phrase this was know thyself when it comes to your retirement plan needs, right? Versus what you just want in retirement. Now, before we begin today's show, for those new to the show, let me provide a quick introduction. Each week, I share different aspects on wealth management. Wealth management is far deeper than just investment management. You see, most people have a broker. They've got an investment plan, which is just really a junk drawer of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, but no real plan on how it all fits together. And it's why most people just have an investment broker, someone that sells them stuff. Oh, they talk about financial planning, but have they actually done it for you? Or have they only just sold you stuff? At my firm, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. What's the difference between an investment broker and a wealth manager? Investment brokers only handle your investments. They meet with you once, twice a year, show you a bunch of pie charts, tell you your money went up or down, and that's about it. If you need any tax strategies, they say go see your CPA or your tax person. If you got an estate planning question, they tell you go see your estate planning attorney. Folks, this is your life savings we're talking about. Your advisor should be able to be the lead on all aspects of your financial life, investments, taxes, estate. We like to consider ourselves the general manager of your financial team, overseeing the other professionals on investments, taxes, and the attorneys, so we provide a plan that addresses all areas of your financial life. Under one roof, we've got fiduciary financial planners, a CPA, enrolled agent, notary, paralegal, a legal team for estate planning. In fact, as a wealth manager and fiduciary for the last 24 years, I've helped successful savers like you with what are their 5 biggest concerns. Number one, make smart choices with their money. Not taking too much risk, just enough to achieve their goals. See, most of our clients understand that they've made and saved most of what they're going to have for retirement. They just can't afford for it to go away. So we need to make smart choices with their money to make sure it lasts as long as they do. Second, we help them with wealth enhancement. How do we mitigate taxes? How do we proactively, not reactively, but proactively save taxes over a lifetime? Third, wealth transfer. Transfer to heirs with the least costs, least taxes, least fees, least time, and the least government involvement. Fourth is wealth protection. Unjust and frivolous lawsuits, long-term care, disability, life, all of those things are part of wealth protection. And fifth, if charitable giving is important to you, how do you maximize your charitable impact? You see, assisting our clients with most of these 5 concerns, that's where there's real value. Folks, pay for the advice, don't pay for the product. Your financial life is more complicated than just investments. We make sure money's protected, you get all the income and retirement you need, you're legally paying the least amount of taxes, and you have leave the legacy that you want. Now, in today's show, what do we need? What do we want to do? Where do we want to go? Especially when it comes to retirement, we spend a lot of time thinking about while we're working, oh, I want to do that in retirement. I'll do this in retirement. Well, you get to retirement, and are you really going to do that? Is it something you need? Is it a want? Is it a desire? And we need to spell those out. Now, once again, as I mentioned earlier, how I phrase this was know thyself. When it comes to what your retirement plan needs are versus what you just want. And the reason I have on that want is because I'm going to frame this as an investment discussion. So let me break this down. I see this time and time again. There's something that's really tough for people to train themselves and to think about as they head into retirement. And that's because it's not something you've had to do your whole life leading up to retirement. See, your entire life leading up to retirement, when it comes to investing, your only goal was to save as much as you can, grow as much as you can. So put in that thing that'll get you the best rate of return for the long run. That's it, right? That's all you had to do in your 20s and your 30s and your 40s and your early 50s. Now, obviously, you have certain short-term needs throughout your life. If you're buying a home, right, or stuff, but just bear with me here. Like in general, it's like this. You don't have to think about what you want your money to do. Your money doesn't really have all these different goals. It's just this long-term growth when you're 20s, 30s, and 40s. So all you think about from an investment perspective is, how do I grow? What'll grow the best? Does that make sense? Oh, and by the way, before retirement, you don't really even have to think about the short term either. And when I say short term, I mean over any 5 years or so. So in other words, you don't have to worry about market crashes or recessions as long as over 20, 30 years, that's how long you have till retirement. You just get the best rate of return possible. You take more risk. And I'm just framing your whole mindset based off of what your life was before you got about 5 or 10 years away from retirement, which is long-term save and grow. Now we get to retirement and here's how it all changes. One is you now need to live off your money for that first time, right? You've been a saver your entire life and now you need to be a spender. And that is a hard transition for a lot of people. So for the first time ever, your investments directly provide you with money. The paycheck's gone that you need to use for everything in your life. Literally tells you how much you can spend, what you can spend it on. That is pretty seismic stuff here. Now, all of a sudden, your investments and your savings directly tells you how much money you have to do all the things you want to do in life. Not your paychecks at work anymore. It's a big deal. And the second reason is what I just talked about. It's a shorter time frame all of a sudden. People love to quote how the stock market averages 8, 10% over the next 50, 100 years. And that's technically true. But not all decades have ever been created equal by a long shot. In the 90s, you were lucky to retire in 1990. Your investments averaged 18% a year through the 90s. If you were unlucky and you retired in 2000, you literally lost money over the next decade. They call it the lost decade. If you were lucky to retire in 2010, you might have averaged 14% over the next decade. So the point is, in retirement, now as you get here, you just aren't free. You don't have the luxury of just investing anymore like you did when you were in your 30s or 40s, right? Just grow, grow, grow. It was like, hey, even if it's bad for a while, you can just ride it out. It's all averaged out, right? It is when you're younger. And you should say something here that you should have done. And now when I say you can't do this anymore, you don't have the luxury, I mean with all of your money. You should certainly have money invested in the market, diversified portfolios, even when you get to retirement, because you're not going to use all that money in the first 5 years of retirement. So some of your money still technically has a 20-year time frame left even when you get to retirement. So it's not like you put it in a can, stick it in the backyard, right? Because you're worried about market risk. You still should have some market exposure. So I want to be clear here, but you can't treat all your money the same anymore. That's just a hard thing for a lot of people to grasp. At varying stages, your money has a job, and there's got to be money doing a job, growing in the market, and still somewhere in that portfolio, and you have to decide. Now, if you bring all this together, and you just say that on the head, your money has a job to do. You should be telling your money and your investments now, hey, this is your job. I need you to do this. And if you can do it, I can live the life I want in retirement, which means some of your investments should be geared towards generating income that covers your near-term expenses. Some of your investments, especially in today's environment, should be shorter-term, safe cash stuff that you can get through a bad year or a couple of bad years of a market. And yes, some of your money is still long-term stuff. But understand they each have different jobs to do, and that paints a different picture of how you live in your life. So again, if you bring all this together, step by step, what you should do is this. You have to decide how much income do you need? What does it take to run your life and make you happy and do all the things that you want to do in retirement? How much do you want to live off of? Then you have people like me and our fiduciary advisors. What we do is we build out a retirement plan, a retirement success blueprint. We take all the investments, the retirement accounts you have, all the social securities, the properties, the pensions, all your different resources, your whole financial world, and we help you see what your plan looks like under various assumptions. Things like inflation and taxes and the rate of return, we assume your money makes. If we can assume all this on a very conservative assumption, we're always going to err on the conservative side, and the plan works, phenomenal. We've got an actionable plan here now. And you know, even under conservative assumptions, okay, if the market has a really bad recession in a year or two, which parts of my money can't handle, and what's going to get me through that so I don't have to sell off investments in a down market? If we have high inflation, okay, Mike, the team's built inflation going up. How did that work in my retirement? Do I have to make any changes or what do I do? And so all of a sudden, when you build a plan like this right out of the gate, then whatever happens negatively going forward in the markets, interest rates, economies, it doesn't matter. It was already assumed. It was already built in. Not only that the plan can weather it, but also what are the actionable steps and what do we do in order to handle that? And I want to continue this, but first I'd be remiss if I didn't give out our phone number. 866-316-0822. If you give us a call, we've been doing this for over 20 years now. We can set up what we call a 15-minute strategy call. No cost, no obligation. It's just to get your questions answered. If it makes sense to meet after that call, great, we will. If it doesn't, you're still going to get your questions answered. It's called a 15-minute strategy call. We are real-world tax-focused retirement planners here at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. There is nothing that can come in that we probably haven't seen. And again, we've helped literally thousands of people here. We look at all the angles, analyze every question you have, look at different investment strategies of what you're doing, what we think makes sense, anything from insurance to taxes to long-term care to wills, trust, property management, whatever's going on in your world, we've seen it, we've done it. I've been a fiduciary financial planner for 24 years. I founded Crystal Lake Tax and Financial 16 years ago. We can help answer your questions and map all this out to give you confidence and clarity going forward. So again, to get a 15-minute strategy call, no cost, no obligation, 866-316-0822. Or you can always go to crystallaketax.com and schedule it that way. That's crystallaketax.com. So I was just thinking, we've had higher than normal inflation in the last, say, couple years. Let's say the average plan assessed, I don't know, inflation at about 3-4%. But obviously, inflation's been paced that a little bit higher. In either the semi-annual or annual strategy sessions we have with clients, we adjust for that. We understand we need a rising income because of inflation. Because maybe inflation was a little bit more than we thought. Groceries went up a little bit more than we thought. But again, that's why it's an actively managed portfolio. So we'll run a plan under, let's say, 2.5-3% inflation, which has been the average for the last 20 years. And someone might say, well, what does it look like if inflation's 3.5 or 4% forever? If we click that one button, you'll see how that impacts your plan in a major way. So for those of you that have a fear and a worry of inflation right now in your retirement, you should see how our software shows you that. It's all on one page. It's very easy to see and understand, and boom, we make the change. What happens if we have higher inflation? What happens if we have a market crash? How does that impact your plan going forward? Are you still going to make it through to the other side? And the answer is yes, because we plan for it. You can see how that impacts your plan. But also, inflation just doesn't happen in a vacuum. If inflation's higher forever, then interest rates stay higher forever. So depending on the size of your money, will you be able to get 6%, 8% CDs again? So if you increase inflation, then you also increase, let's say, the rate of return on safe money like that. Did you counteract inflation in your plan? Sometimes it completely counteracts it. Because if inflation stays higher for longer, then rates stay higher for longer. So there's this balancing effect as long as it's properly managed. In fact, you might even have more money with higher inflation at the end. Sometimes it doesn't counteract. It depends on the size of your portfolio, the type of investments, and what else you have going on. So that's a great example. Let me touch on something else too. This goes back to know thyself thing I was talking about. I want you to invest based off what your retirement plan needs. So we built a plan and said, hey, if your money earns 4 or 5% forever, your plan looks great forever. You hit all the goals that you told us about. Well, at that point, what should you do? If you like the stock market and taking a bunch of risk, should you still? It's a very good question to ask yourself. Again, know thyself. Because if all of a sudden we change it up and you make 7% a year, 8% a year, and poof, now you got an extra $1 million someday. How important is that to you? Is that going to impact your lifestyle? Is that going to change how you are in retirement? Folks, I tell prospective clients and our existing clients all the time, if you've won the game, stop playing the game. Once again, that does not mean you don't have money in the stock market. What it means is, let's say right now, you know, for the last 30 years, you've been 80% in the market, you've been crazy aggressive, and let's say you've been rewarded for it, and you've saved enough to live the lifestyle that you want in retirement, get all the income you want in retirement, you've got a tax plan, being tax efficient, and you're going to be able to leave the legacy that you want. That's the quadfecta for you, everything that you could possibly want. Well, do you need to still take that much risk? What if you were 50-50? What if you were 30-70? Does the plan still work? Can you mitigate some of the potential downside? Because if you've got $2 million and the market goes up 20%, great. You got $2.4 million. Does that impact your retirement? Probably not. But what if it drops 20, 30%? You lose $600,000. And now your $2 million is down to $1.4 million. Might that make your retirement plan change? Absolutely, folks. That's why know thyself. So sometimes I'll do that for people, and it's like I'll ask them, hey, do you have very strong legacy goals? Is this what you want? Do you want to see yourself passing away and leaving $1 million to somebody someday? And someone's like, well, maybe not really. Sometimes people don't. And I go, well, then why would you take more risk? Why are we just trying to grow this pot, taking all this risk, if we don't care what we leave on the back end? You've been used to it. You're comfortable with it. But what happens is you got to think about the whole risk-reward thing now in a different way. And it sounds to me like if you take on risk and things go horrible, you never forgive yourself because you already won the race. You just went back and lost. Versus if it does work out well, it doesn't seem like you even care about the extra reward that the risk brought you. So now it's out of whack here. So sometimes when I do this analysis for someone, let's say, yes, we have kids, grandkids, charities, we'd love to be able to leave as much as possible. That's great. Then you know what? If you're comfortable with a little extra risk and you understand it and you have a meaningful reward that you care about on the back end, then you know what? That's okay. That's a little bit more of a reason to say, hey, even though you don't need to take more risk for your own retirement, as long as you understand the risks and you're comfortable with the reward and it won't devastate you financially if something bad happens, then okay, it makes sense. This is why the topic exists today of know thyself. You have to know what your plan needs. You have to know who you are, what you're comfortable with, and make sure things are in concert with each other for really the first time ever. And that's what we do at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Let's tie your goals and your wants and your needs into your financial plan, not just sell you financial stuff. Again, this is not stuff that mattered when you were 30, 35, 40 years old. It doesn't. You just invest for the long term. You save. You get the best rate of return. You need that extra reward just to get to retirement. But now as you're approaching retirement or you're in retirement, it's like we see these plans and no one's really bothered to even ask themselves, why am I investing this way anymore? Why am I taking all this risk if I've got enough? You see, sometimes people intuitively, even if they're not money experts, go, yeah, now that I'm in retirement, maybe I should de-risk things a little bit, dial it back a little bit. People get that at face value. But when no one's really been trained to really think about this, which is like, should I make a change just because my needs have changed and all of a sudden I just don't need to do this same thing anymore? I can just kind of lock this in and coast. And sometimes it's like, hey, boring can be good. If you can earn 4 to 6% of your money forever, do everything in the world you ever wanted to, and accounts right now, and I could teach you that you've got guaranteed government things paying you 5% right now. You got FDIC insured stuff paying you 5% now. You got investment grade bonds paying you 6% right now. You've got stock portfolios where you can get 4 or 5% yields on blue chip stocks and get future growth. Do you just want to lock up retirement a little bit more? Maybe, maybe not. Again, I'm not saying this is one size fits all information. If you're listening, I want you to at least get this retirement analysis done. And I want you to understand what your plan needs, where you are as far as on track. And then when we start to look at these kind of things, you can really make a much better informed decision. So you're never kicking yourself someday like, oh my gosh, what did I do? I didn't need to be in that position again. That's what I want you to avoid. So again, with inflation, it surprised everybody this last year and a half or two. Interest rates going up surprised everybody. Bonds going down, stocks going down. And then all of a sudden we got this pop right at the end of the year and everything looked good for a while. Treat it like a fire drill, folks. If you were a little nervous the last couple of years, if, you know, 2020 with COVID when the market dropped 35% in 3 weeks, or in 2022 when at the October lows, the S&P 500 was down 25%, the NASDAQ was down 35%. Now they bounced back a year and a half later. We're now hitting, what, all-time highs again. Take that like a fire drill to say, okay, how did I feel back then? Was I comfortable with the level of risk that I had so close to retirement or in retirement? If not, this is a great opportunity just to reassess what your plan really needs. Markets are always going to surprise people along the way. So why not take a little bit of the surprise out? Now, as usual, because this is a show where retirement income is the outcome, because without income, there is no retirement, I have put together what I like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit's got a copy of my recently published book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. The Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. We'll even cover the postage. Simply raise your hand, give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Just ask for the Retirement Success Toolkit. We'll get that mailed out to you at our expense. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you, no cost, no obligation. This critical Retirement Success Toolkit, get it in your hands today. Touch base with us anytime. Be happy to send that out. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Thanks for listening to our show. Our Income First model is a strategy that seeks to focus on income through a diverse portfolio of fixed income and fixed income-like equity positions. To accomplish this, we just avoid mutual funds and we focus on individual income-generating securities that can be customized and managed for your specific investment needs. By being willing to stray away from a short-term benchmark, we can focus on delivering a more secure and reliable year-over-year income stream and opportunistically manage through volatility. To learn more about our income first approach, just reach out to the show today.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Let's switch gears here a little bit. You hear rollovers from time to time. When it comes to rollovers, as it pertains to 401ks and IRAs that you've had for a long time, maybe you're at work and those are a lot of pre-tax dollars in a lot of cases for people in my generation. So I'm 53, which puts me at the front end of the Gen X generation. So a lot of people, what I've saved in my working years has been in pre-tax dollars. That's what most people, what we see. And I don't want to cause a massive taxable event, but I do need a strategy for that. And I saw this when my dad retired, lump sum buyout from his work. And again, how are my mom and my dad going to manage that strategy? So we want to address rollovers here because I think people hear about them a lot and maybe they don't have a lot of knowledge on them. So look, what is a rollover? If you've got a 401k at your work, this could be a 403b, a thrift savings plan, a 457, basically whatever your work retirement plan is. If you've got those lump sum pensions, all those things, they just essentially mean retirement plan and your work money. And most of it's pre-tax money. When you put a dollar in the plan, you never paid tax on that dollar, so it reduced your income that year. But at some point in the future, that dollar and whatever it grows to is going to be taxable, which means when you physically take it out to spend it, it's going to get taxed in retirement, which means you never want to take out a huge amount any one year, ideally, or you're going to get crushed in taxes. But all that really means is it's retirement plan money. But that means that the money is held in your company's name and their plan. And there's a lot of benefits of your company's plan over the course of your life. But what you need to understand is workplace plans are specifically designed to be awesome and great throughout the course of your working life, but not good after you leave your employer or as you're about 5 years away from retirement. The workplace plan, the 401k, the TSP, the 403b, the 457 no longer suit your needs. They are accumulation vehicles when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and early 50s. They don't offer the options that you need as you are in and approach retirement. You see, workplace plans are designed to be easy through payroll. It forces you to click a button when you sign up, automatically saves that money for you. It's out of your hands. It's forced discipline, forced savings for you. And that's awesome. It's a huge reason people in this country retire with money is it's automatically being saved for you. Because if you had to turn around and write a check back to your 401k, you're not doing that. So the fact that it comes out ahead of time is what makes them so effective. And that's great. It is easy to administer things like the tax benefits, send you a nice little piece of paper at the end of the year. You can hand over it when you do your taxes. They add matching, right? For some companies, a lot of companies literally do free money in your plan. You put in 5%, they'll put in 5%. All these things are great. But it's not good. It's not a great place to just store your wealth. Not a good place, especially if you need to live off your 401k and that, because most of the things are designed for accumulation and growth. They're not designed for distribution, income, and safety. They just aren't meant for that. People just don't seem to realize this. They don't know any better. So here's the deal. I only know why people do this because you build a lot of mental trust with your work plan. The Fidelities, the Vanguards, the State Streets, the T. Rowe Prices of the world. They're so long. You've had the money there so long. It's been up. It's been growing. You're really doing a horrible job if your money hasn't made money over the long period on any of these types. So if you're a person out there and you're not an investment professional and all of your things have been safe in this plan, it's your company plan. So it's not like anybody's absconding you from it at your company and your money's gone up over time. And then when you leave, or once you hit 59 and a half and you're still working, or when you retire someday, it's like, well, I guess I should just leave the money there. Why not? And I understand that train of thought. I totally understand that. But you have to remember your money didn't do well because of the plan. It did well because of the investments that you put in your plan. And guess what? This is one of the negatives of a company plan. You only get to choose from a limited list of investment options. It doesn't mean that they're bad options, but it's limited. There's thousands of options out there when you're getting close to in retirement. Some of them you really might need as your goals have changed that don't exist in your work plan anymore. Because your work plan is not to be a retirement income plan. It's meant to help young people grow their money, young people save pre-tax from a paycheck. So you just get this list of 20, 30 mutual funds, and that's about it. And that's a negative. Another negative is when you want to pull money out in retirement and you want to spend it every month and live off of it, which is administratively hard to do with that in your company plan because they're not really set up for that. And when you ask somebody, hey, how much taxes should I withhold? They're going to say, ask your tax advisor. I can't give you that advice. There's an HR company. They're not designed to tell you that. If you say things like, well, can I pull that from just the bonds and not the stocks? No, we have to pull it proportionally out of the accounts. Well, what if I were to die and both my spouse and I, God forbid, how does this go to my kids? Well, it might not be set up that way. It might be a tax blow up for everybody. All these things are potentially bad, whereas all you need to do is what's called a rollover. That was maybe a long-winded way to really basically say, as you are approaching retirement, you're 59 and a half or over, you want to continue to participate in your 401k for now, but you've got this large balance vested in there. Do you realize you're allowed to do what's called an in-service rollover? At 59 years and a half, once you are at 59 and a half, you can now contact the 401k company and say, I would like to roll this over to an IRA that either I or my advisor can manage. And now the whole world, the whole universe of investment options, more aggressive, more conservative, income-oriented, whatever you need, is now available at your fingertips. And because it's called an in-service rollover, that means that you're still working for the company. You're still going to be able to contribute to the 401k. You're still going to get the company match, all of that on new dollars. But let's say you had $1 million in your current 401k and $950,000 of it is vested, meaning your money, no strings attached. So you could roll over like $800,000 of that to an IRA, keep 50 or so back, and then continue contributing and working at that place, continue to get the match, but now you have different investment options available because you did an in-service rollover. Or let's say you've got a current 401k right now, and you've got two, three, four other old 401ks from prior places, you have the ability to roll those old 401ks into a new IRA, consolidate them, simplify your life that way. But more importantly, you probably weren't paying much attention to how those were allocated or how they were coordinated between all the different accounts. Well, your advisor may be. So if we roll over those three or four old accounts, when we consolidate them into one IRA for you, guess what? Now we can have a strategy that coordinates your current 401k with your new IRA, which is basically consolidating all those old ones. And it gives you a lot more investment options. Plus, you get to choose the investment options that are suitable for you, not the ones that are just happen to be available in a plan. It just means you set up your own IRA. Typically, we recommend Fidelity or Schwab. You know, that's typically who we use as our custodian. We tend to like them, but there are other options. You set up your own IRA or with the advisor. Concept rollover is just you take money from your company plan, current or old, and automatically goes into your new IRA. It's not taxable because it's going from a retirement plan to retirement plan. Typically, there's no fees or cost to do that. And then now, if you want to choose those same investments that your plan had, sure, you can. But you can also choose from all the other options in the world. You can set your beneficiary designations up properly. You can pull money out in retirement a lot easier. You can be very specific on your tax withholding. Really, the list goes on and on. And the last part of this conversation, more crucial than ever, when you have maybe three 401ks, two old IRAs, all these accounts everywhere, you don't need to do that. It makes your life harder to manage. They're not coordinated. There's just a lot of disadvantages in doing that when you can consolidate and roll these things into one firm place. Now, for those of you that have very large balances and you might think, well, I'm above the SIPC or the FDIC limits, we can still talk about how you don't have to drive yourself crazy. Got a lot of accounts that have millions of dollars in them, still keep things safe, insured, secure. Now, folks, before we go to break, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, I put together what I'd like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Our Retirement Success Toolkit's got a lot of good things in it because, folks, in 2024, there's a lot of uncertainty out there and you need a blueprint. It's got a copy of my book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. A companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? Folks, taxes are going up. Understand. And 11 signs you're working with the wrong advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply raise your hand, give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll even cover the postage for you. Get this critical Retirement Success Toolkit and protect you and your family here in 2024 and make smart, educated decisions. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, serving clients all throughout this great country with offices in the Chicagoland area and Madison. We'll be right back with more on the Retirement Success Blueprint after this.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. So, how's this latest stock market roller coaster ride treating you? You've worked too long and too hard scrimping and saving for retirement to have it exposed to this volatility or gobbled up by some retirement spend-down scheme. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, hoping for different results. It's time to get off the roller coaster and get serious about how you're planning for retirement, so you may have the retirement you've worked so long and so hard for. Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Let's transition yet to another topic that I think people come across from time to time, especially as parents age. My mom is prepared for her eventuality of her passing on, and she's told each one of the kids that we're all going to get the same amount. She believed in her life that she would have this kind of money. And again, she invested well, she and my dad saved well, all those other things. But when somebody leaves a big asset to a child or someone, a relative, whoever it might be, all of a sudden you got to worry about that money and how you're going to move it, not just give it back to Uncle Sam. So what's the best way to leave assets to your kids? And look, this is one thing to be clear out of the gate. Sometimes I have people say things like, oh, should I just gift it to my kids during my lifetime instead of leaving it to them? The answer usually is no. And here's what I'll say. Let's use property as the main example here. So if you had a house, whether it was your own or a rental, whatever, you have a house. Let's say you bought it for $100,000 20 years ago, and now it's worth $1 million. If you sell that in your lifetime, you've got a lot of gains and a lot of taxes to pay. If you gift it to your kids, you gift that cost basis too, which means if they bought it for $100,000. So when you gift real estate, they don't get a step up in basis, which means that, hey, you know, you gave them $1 million gift. What happens is the $100,000 cost basis goes with them. So if it's sold in the future at that $1 million, guess what? Their cost basis is $100,000. You just cost them taxes on $900,000. So again, whenever they sell in their lifetimes, a lot of gains, a lot of taxes. However, when you pass away and you leave that house to your kids, they receive what's called a step up in cost basis, which means they inherit it as if they bought it for $1 million. So if they sold it the next day, no taxes. So this applies to non-retirement accounts again. So things like your stock account, your individual account, your joint account, your trust accounts, it doesn't apply to things like IRAs or annuities that you bought with cash money, non-IRAs. You don't get a step up in those. But real assets, stocks, bonds, non-retirement investment accounts, real estate, you typically want to gift those things to your kids during your lifetime because there is a step up in cost basis at the end of your life. So for those of you that have very large estates, that's not true. And gifting may actually be a great thing to do. But unless your estate is above $13 million as an individual or $26 million joint currently, you typically don't want to just gift highly appreciated assets to kids. Once again, everybody's situation is going to be different. That's what's great about when I built a practice. We have a tax practice in-house, so we can have that conversation with you. We have an estate planning practice in-house, so we can have that conversation with you. Now, you may just want to do it, and you don't care about the tax laws. You just want to have it, give it to them, give them some money, give them some things to enjoy in their life so you can see it. Then forget everything I just said. That's totally fine to do that. If your goal isn't like, well, I'm trying to do this in the most tax-efficient way, if your goal is just, hey, I'm alive and I want to enjoy this and I want to see them getting enjoyment out of the money too, well, then go ahead and do it as long as it won't cause your financial harm later. That is a great thing to do, assuming you can afford to do it. Of course, if you're sitting there thinking like, I just really don't care. I just want to know the most tax-efficient way to leave things behind, then you typically don't want to gift it during your lifetime. Let them take advantage of the step-up in cost basis. As far as other tax advantage ways to leave things to kids, if you have things like traditional IRA accounts. So all of your IRA accounts, when you leave IRAs to kids, assuming you do this properly, by the way, which means you need to label things properly from a beneficiary standpoint. And if you're not sure to do that again, reach out, give us a call. We'll walk you through it, give you the number in a minute. But assuming you leave things properly in an IRA, it becomes an inherited IRA for your kids. They have to pull out money in years 1 through 10, around 3 to 4% or so. And then after the end of year 10, whatever's left, they got to pull all of it out. Now, our country's tax brackets and rates, I should say, are probably going to be higher in the future. And your kids might very well be in their peak earning years when they inherit this IRA. They might be inheriting a tax time bomb. Not to say it's not a nice thing to do. You should be thankful for that. Even none of the taxes you get, I'm just saying inheriting a tax time bomb. Whereas if you're not in the high tax situation yourself, then you may want to consider doing some careful Roth conversions during your lifetime. Essentially means you'll have helped them because when they inherit something later, it's going to be 100% tax-free because you paid a little bit of taxes on the front end. Now, they don't have to worry about their own situation or the country's tax laws or anything like that. Now, again, I'm not saying you need to rush out and do Roth conversions if you don't care about this. But if your goal is, I'm trying to leave things to my kids, my grandkids in the most tax-efficient way possible, then I'd strongly look at, does it make sense to do some very strategic Roth conversions on your IRAs? And then one last thing I wrote down here, which is a little bit of a hybrid way to think about things. If I look at somebody's retirement plan, it's like, hey, number one goal is ourselves. We want to make sure we're okay through our entire retirement and we can enjoy it, have fun, travel. But of course, if we can do all that and still have some extra money for the kids and grandkids, that's great. We'd love to do that. That's a pretty common sentiment I hear. When that happens, a lot of times, I'll map out a retirement plan and we look at everything. We look at inflation, market drops, and it's like, hey, you're going to be fine. You're going to leave some money to your kids. The one canary in the coal mine is the thing that really can be a surprise is a huge expense someday, might be a big, bad long-term care event for one or both of you. So you just need to be cognizant that if you're not getting some long-term care insurance to cover that, that happens someday. You just have to be comfortable knowing that a large part of your inheritance might actually go to the nursing home or go to skilled care. You might actually be spending that down. Or sometimes people do buy these hybrid life insurance policies that have long-term care insurance attached to them, which can be quite good for the right person, the right reasons. So imagine buying a big life insurance policy. If you never have long-term care someday, then your kids get this huge tax-free life insurance death benefit, which again, what's your goal? Under the conversation we're having right now, if you did have a big long-term care event someday, well, this thing starts paying you a bunch of tax-free money to pay your long-term care benefit. It just comes off of the death benefit so you don't wipe out your other assets for your kids. Again, I'm not saying everybody needs to buy a long-term care insurance policy or life insurance. For some people, it makes great sense. For some people, the math really doesn't work, which is why you want to have an analysis done as part of your healthcare plan and your financial plan. And actually, in a weird way, from an investment standpoint, the way it pays off some days is perfectly good, let alone it covered long-term care and leaves a legacy for you if you never need it. And it sounds like one way or other you've helped them because you didn't drain your estate because of long-term care, and you also paid out a tax-free benefit for them on an inheritance. It's kind of a double win-win. So if you're thinking along the lines of how do I leave things in the most efficient way to the kids, the grandkids, charities, those are a couple different tips for you. And if you got questions on how to do this or what your retirement looks like, how much income you can spend, how you can minimize taxes, how you should choose Social Security, what you should be invested in, how to get higher rates of return under today's conservative investments and guaranteed investments, whatever your questions are, we've done this for over 16 years as Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. I've been a fiduciary financial planner for over 24 years. We've helped thousands of people throughout the country. Our number is 866-316-0822. You've got questions, we've got answers. Let's set up a 15-minute strategy call to get your questions answered. If it makes sense to meet, great, we will. If it doesn't, you're going to come away with your questions answered. 866-316-0822, or you can go to crystallaketax.com. Reach out to us that way, crystallaketax.com. Now, as a bonus here, just before we go to break, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, I put together what I'd like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement?, and another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply raise your hand, give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Love to get that out to you, no cost, no obligation. We'll mail it at our expense to get this critical retirement success toolkit in your hands. Touch base with us anytime. I think you're going to find it very, very helpful. Yeah, I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be back more with the Retirement Success Blueprint right after this.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. If you're preparing to retire in the next 10 years, this message is for you. One of the biggest sources of income may be how you claim your Social Security. That's right, how you claim your benefits. Do you know your full retirement age? Do you know how much your benefits may be taxed? Do you understand how to claim on an ex-spouse, or that you even could? For your free, no-obligation Social Security information kit, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Sure, you could spend hours and hours searching around online, only to find some generic calculators that may not factor in inflation, tax implications, your marital status, and hundreds of other variables. If you call or stop into the Social Security office, they, by law, cannot advise you on which claiming strategy is best for you. For your free, no-obligation Social Security information kit, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in the Chicagoland area and Madison, but serving clients all throughout this great country. Because good financial planning, tax-focused advice knows no geography. So in this last segment, I would like to answer a few questions from our loyal listeners to the Retirement Success Blueprint radio show. And first, we will start with a question from Jill in Barrington. So Jill says, Mike, how do I manage the risks of market volatility as I approach retirement? Jill, that is an excellent question. And really, it's one about risk. We talked about it a little bit earlier in the show. One of the problems is, one, you don't want to just go to cash and sit there in cash, right? Even though cash right now, short-term interest rates are up, so that's helpful. But the thing is, there's an opportunity cost. You see, all this money isn't necessarily needed today. So even if you're retired today or you're going to retire next month, the reality is some of this money is for now. Some of this money is for 3 or 5 years from now, and some of this money is for 20 years from now. And you need to manage it that way. So how do you manage the risks of market volatility as you approach retirement? What you want to do is, in our blueprint process, we come back and we always start with what level of income do we need, not only to pay the bills, because we're not going to retire just to sit home, but also to allow you to do the things that you want. Volunteer, golf, travel, whatever it happens to be, spoil the grandkids, donate to the church, anything that you want to do. Let's get that level of income. Let's make sure your portfolio in good markets and bad is positioned to generate that level of income. Then we'll talk about growth vehicles and things like that with whatever resources are left thereafter. So we coordinate your timing of your Social Security, a pension if it's available, all the different investment accounts that you have. First, to solve your income problem, provide a rising income over time to keep up with inflation, and then talk about growth. Next question is from Nancy in Northbrook. She says, Mike, what's the best approach for transitioning from a steady income, a paycheck, to retirement withdrawals? Nancy, another great question. That's why in our practice at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we focus on income-based, tax-focused retirement planning. What does that mean? Right? Sounds like a lot of words stuck in there. Income-based means that we're strong believers that if someone needs income from their portfolio, it should come in the form of interest and dividends. And let me give you an example. So let's say, Nancy, as you're approaching retirement here, you said, you know what? I've got $1 million saved up and I need $40,000 a year of supplemental income. If you go to one of big Wall Street firms or most brokers, you know what they're going to tell you? Hey, 4% rule, right? You could potentially take 4% out of your money and you might be okay in the long run, right? Because the market goes up more than it goes down. And they'll keep you invested, taking more risk than you necessarily need to. So what happens is they're actually going to be selling off 4% of your investments because most of what they have doesn't pay very much in interest and dividends. A lot of it's just stock market based. So what's going to happen is they're going to force you to what we call engineer income, which is, oh, you need $40,000. We're going to sell $40,000 of stuff, principal, out of your portfolio and hope it grows back. Well, hope for me is not a great strategy. So Nancy, how we get income from clients' portfolios is we'll build a diversified portfolio of stocks, bonds, whatever it happens to be, but we're going to cash flow that 4 or 5%, which means our stocks are going to pay some dividends, our bonds, our preferreds, our real estate, our business development companies, all of these securities are going to kick in cash flow of 3, 4, 5, 6, 8%. So that we're going to show you on your statement that you're getting 5% income off of your portfolio. And you may even still have half your money in the market. But if you're getting 5% cash flow, that $1 million is now kicking in cash flow, interest and dividends alone of $50,000. You have permission to spend that $50,000, whether the market goes up or down, because you're just spending cash flow. And what that means for you is next year, you can spend that $40,000, $50,000 and next year it's going to just generate another $50,000 because it's coming from interest and dividends. That is the way to correctly take retirement withdrawals. Next question is from Bill and Wilmette. Mike, what's the best way to pass on wealth without sacrificing my own retirement? This is another topic that we talked about a little bit earlier in the show, Bill, which is, you know, yes, I want to leave a legacy. So here's what we hear mainly from a lot of clients. Mike, I love my kids, my grandkids, the church. I want to leave a legacy on the back end, you know, the most tax efficient legacy as possible, but I don't want to sacrifice our retirement and the quality of the retirement, the lifestyle in retirement that we work so hard for. So how do we balance those two? And really, Bill, that's just similar to you when you said, what's the best way to pass on wealth without sacrificing my own retirement? Well, Bill, what happens is really three different things come into play. One is the same question that we had just answered for both Jill and Nancy here is one, have a real plan in place that understands what are your assumptions for inflation, interest rates, the markets, the rate of returns, how would we handle a healthcare event so that we know in good markets and bad, one, where your income's coming from, two, if you had a healthcare event, how are you going to pay for it, three, you got the paying legally the least amount of taxes because you've coordinated taxes with your investments, you know, and your distribution of which accounts it's coming out of. And then if you coordinate that with your income plan, where the money you're spending in retirement that's getting you to do all the things that you want to isn't coming from principal. That just means that if you're never spending principal, Bill, guess what? It's going to be there on the back end for the legacy. So that's kind of the first and foremost. And the other part of it is for some clients, we've gone out here and said, Mike, that sounds great in that, but how do I guarantee that? And you know how we do that? We'll carve out 5, 10% of the portfolio, go buy just a lump sum or a 5 or 10 pay life insurance policy, right? So carve out 50 grand, put it in insurance policy, and it's going to pay 500,000, $1 million, whatever it is, completely tax-free at some point in the future, you know, when one or both spouses pass,
And now, even if they spent their very last penny, there's still a tax-free death benefit to the kids, the grandkids, the church, whomever they want. So, Bill, there's a variety of ways to do it. First and foremost, it's protect the assets that you have. Understand that any level of income you're going to take should come from the form of interest and dividends, not engineering income by selling your own principal. In my books, I call it eat the eggs, not the chickens. What that means is your interest and dividends, that's your eggs. Your principal are your chickens. As long as you don't eat the chickens, those eggs are going to keep coming in. And then that's the best way to get income off your portfolio. All right, so last question right now is Randall in Elgin. He says, Mike, I haven't decided on a specific retirement date yet, but hopefully it'll be sometime in the next few years. With all the recent market volatility, the presidential election, all the uncertainty, should I just move my retirement savings to cash until everything blows over? So the last couple of years with the Fed raising interest rates, Randall, we've seen a lot of individuals say, you know what? Hey, short-term rates are 5%. Maybe I should just buy a CD, you know, even with my retirement money. Maybe I should just put it in a money market in the bank because it's paying 4% or 5%. And Randall, here's the thing as it relates to your retirement dollars. You need to match long-term liabilities, and retirement is a long-term liability, with long-term assets. And what I mean by that is, yes, the Fed fund rates are around 5% right now, but the Federal Reserve has also said they expect 3 rate cuts in the second half of this year. And over the next 2 to 3 years, expect those 5% short-term rates to come down to about 2.5% per what they call their dot plots, you know, their future projections of interest rates going forward. Why that's a concern is, sure, you can feel good by just throwing in a CD or in a money market or cash or stable value account, but those are going to come down as interest rates come down. And then you're going to be sitting in a part where you're going to have to live a diminished retirement, because let's say you get 5% on a money market right now on $1 million. That's 50 grand a year. But when rates go to 2.5%, you're going to take a 50% haircut in your income, because now you can only get $25,000. Match long-term liabilities with long-term assets. It's why earlier in the show we talked about having purpose for your money. What money is for a short-term emergency, sleep at night, things that we already know we need to spend money on, a wedding, a car, a trip, those things, those should be in bank-type products. But when it comes to what's going to sustain your retirement for 20, 25, 30 years, let's match long-term liabilities with long-term assets. You know, and if you have a question about that, let us know. A lot of times, if you're a few years from retirement, we do those things that we call in-service rollovers, right? If you're over 59 and a half, we roll over a good chunk of your 401k now. We get you positioned so in the next few years, when you retire, the portfolio is already built out. It's already cash flowing. You know exactly what you can get out of it. And as we talked about earlier with in-service rollovers, that just means you can take the vested part of your current retirement plan, 401k, thrift savings, 403b, 457, roll it over to an IRA while you're still working, as long as you're 59 and a half, invest however you want with all the different options, more conservative or aggressive than those plans have, but now it's working for you. If you have questions about that, give us a call. All right, I'd like to close with this. Most people have an investment plan, kind of a junk drawer of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, but they don't have a real plan or how it all fits together. It's why most people just have an investment person. They got a broker that just sells them stuff. They talk about financial planning, but have they actually done it for you? Or have they only sold you stuff? At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. The difference between an investment broker and a wealth manager, investment brokers only handle your investments. They meet you once, twice a year. Your wealth deserves more. You've worked hard for this money for your entire life. Make it work hard for you and make smart choices, not just on investments, but taxes, estate planning, healthcare planning. That's a real financial plan. I want to thank you for joining us this week for the Retirement Success Blueprint. I have been your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning advice, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. You can set up a 15-minute strategy call by calling 866-316-0822. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchisee of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.